Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word again this morning, encouraging us to run the race with a pure conscience because we have been born again. The spirit of disobedience has been put out, and we have the Spirit of God to lead us relevant to the Christ in us, your calling, the implanted word, the seed relevant to your kingdom plan, Father God. So thank you for this encouragement this morning, knowing we've been circumcised in our heart, and our praises from you, and as we stay in letting you work in us to will and to do, and staying with you, flowing with you at all times, we can be blessings, and we are blessings, and we are blessings to all. We are blessings to the body, and we are all in this family business of love, reconciliation, faith, and peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 1, verse 12 to 14. Now that the worst is over, we're pleased we can report that we've come out of this with conscience and faith intact, and can face the world, and even more importantly, face you with our heads held high. But it wasn't by any fancy footwork on our part. It was God who kept us focused on Him, uncompromised. Don't try to read between the lines or look for hidden meanings in this letter. We're writing plain, unembellished truth, hoping that you'll now see the whole picture as well as you've seen some of the details. We want you to be as proud of us as we are of you, when we stand together before our Master Jesus.
Hallelujah. We've just come out of the previous scriptures have spoken about. We've got a God of all mercy and all comfort. And there's times we go through squeezings, but He's still always there with us in that. And then Paul wanted us to just know, you know, that there was times in his walk that he despaired unto death. But it's so that he would trust in God. That was the whole key. He wouldn't trust in himself. He would look to God, who knows him, who made him, and knows the plans that he has for him. And then God would rescue him, bring light into that night, and rescue them from certain doom. And this is encouraging the operation of God, how God works. We all came from God. So the mystery hidden for ages and is now revealed is that Christ is in us, and that's the image and likeness of God. That's we spiritual, made by God. But the devil came and made us unspiritual. Spirit working in disobedience took hold of us. It first oppresses and later possesses. So there's different depths of darkness that the fall brought. But praise God, when we were met by Jesus, He put out that spirit, and then He put in the new. We receive the new spirit, just like the disciples had to, so that we can have power, so that we can witness, and then stay in tune with the kingdom realities, our name written in heaven. And that's why it was so important. We got born again. We were translated into the kingdom, so that we can now hear and receive the faith of Jesus through the Spirit of God, and we can now run our race. So that's the whole mystery. It's the beauty that God made us for purpose, and then He met us, and He cleanses us, He circumcises our heart from the deception, the lies, and now He pours His love into our heart through the Holy Spirit. And this is our confidence. We are no longer our own. We bought with a price. It's God who works in us to will and to do according to His good pleasure. So, no, God has blessed you. God has got a plan for you. And you just got to stay with Him in that, no matter what goes on. Yes, we do go through squeezings, but it's opportunity to see God and experience the table set before us, Him anointing our head with oil and our cup runs over, so we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.